Now, who's gonna hate with you?
I am Nidishkuma. Your strength and your light. I come to you that you might know the way, the understanding, and the truth. If you, the children of the world of matter, step forth and be not afraid of man, for ye are the light of the world that brings hope out of despair, that brings love through hatred, that brings the light of understanding to the people. Be not afraid of what the world can do to you. For as a great one once said to you, be not afraid of him that can steal thy coat, but be afraid of him that can steal thy soul. Reason all things. Think always in terms as from the other man's aspect of life. Strive to be tolerant and to teach the children, our children, or as that great one once said to you, meat to men and milk for babes. Do not try to teach those in the baby's class language of the sixth standard. You speak in tongues they understand not. Heal the sick, comfort the mourner, feed the hungry, spiritually give food of thought. And in reasoning out your thoughts, always remember, my beloved ones, that man individually sees from his own aspect only. He visualizes through his mind what he feels and senses as the answer to what you are asking him. And do remember to be tolerant with his answer. Because the expansion of mind is always one step ahead. And someday what you understand not know, just a question, you will understand hereafter. Beloved children, I am happy to come and speak to you. And to tell you all that the jewel of great price which you have found is the eternal law of man's own inheritance, the kingdom of spirit that gives you the fruition of your toil and struggle in this matter world. And more than ever today, man needs that understanding when you realize that in his progress, in his fears, of atomic energy, of the atomic bomb, and the destruction of man reaching out into the elements. He needs to hold on to the spiritual law of himself. And what happens to him if man destroys? Ye are the light of this world of matter. Help where you can. Go about doing good. Help your fellow man and remember, in so doing, judge not that ye be not judged. Always remember the words of the Master Jesus when he said, it is not that which goeth into the mouth that defileth, it's that which cometh out. I know it is not easy to be tolerant all the time. But be tolerant with each other when you reason together. And try and remember in wisdom that the other man cannot always see through your eyes anymore when a babe in the baby's class can read the Latin of the fifth standard. You see, man is in the category of the small boy that goes to school. He climbs through experience and learning through his classrooms and comes to the top. And that is what I want you to realize. And that is what you are doing. Go on with your work, Lady Elizabeth. Know I am with you always, and you too, my son. Watching over you. It is a long time since I spoke to you. Because my medium must pass through the waters of suffering. But as you can see, she has come out on the top of it all, still smiling. An example. And I have chosen you to go on with your work. And remember, what I say to you, you have no enemies, you say? Alas, my friend, that boast is poor. He that has battled in the fray of duty that the brave endure must have made foes. If thou hast none, small is the work that thou hast done. You will not get all men of the world to agree with you any more than the Nazarene of the men of the world to agree with him. That is the standard of evolution that you must understand. Be of good cheer. I am satisfied with what you are doing. You have given up your home, for as the Nazarene said, give all thy goods to the poor to follow me. And in following, I will not lead you comfortless nor lead you astray. If by my love I can encourage you through the earthly pathway, if by my strength I can uphold you, if by my small wisdom I can lead you to my Father's kingdom, and I shall be happy. Give my love, please, and my prayers to the children of the classes. Tell them I am there when they reason and when they heal. You are about the Father's business. And in so being, be at peace with yourselves. And when I say at peace, I do not mean you must not laugh. There is laughter and vivacity in God's kingdom. And laughter is a prayer harmonious in operation. God bless you. I am happy to come. I have not spoken through my instrument for some time, you know. But I come for you.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
No, my son. Are we not one? Did not the Nazarene say unto you all, and you all heard it, I am in you, you are in me, and we are in the Father.
Yes.
I am but a reflection of yourself, that is all. And in my prayer, to those who lie so far ahead even of me, I would ask them, to guide and guard you forever and ever. God bless you. And tell the children from me, they have the truth that sets them free. Free from sorrow, free from fear. And knowing that they can put their hand in the hand of God and walk in peace. God be with you all.
Bless you.
I come again sometime.
Thank you.
You are so cold.